Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were told one thing and then come to find out that we started actually $50 million further behind than what we were originally projecting. That's a big problem.
The LA City Council wants to know if you could maybe spare a couple bucks. Hello and welcome to your LA Local for October 18th. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Up next, it's time for Dodger Baseball. Hopefully Hulu holds up for you this time. And the only thing longer than your CVS receipts are the picket lines cycling in front of some of their LA locations. That's all coming up, but first, this. Living in LA ain't cheap, and neither is, well, being the city of LA, apparently. You know that feeling when you're just scraping by and then, say, you catch a flat and can't catch a break? Well, the LA City Council got that similarly deflating feeling this month with an unexpected and unbudgeted $70 million bill suddenly showing up in their mailbox. Those $70 million are going toward legal settlements. Meanwhile, LA is already expecting city tax revenue to be down tens of millions of dollars this fiscal year. Councilmember Monica Rodriguez spoke with my colleague Craig Figner about the city's slim times.
I don't want to sound alarmist, but is Los Angeles in jeopardy of going broke, or are we kind of close?
I think there's going to have to be some really difficult conversations about, how we sustain all of the services that we are committed to providing in the city. And I think, again, we've just got a lot of hard questions to ask and a lot of very intentional deliberations to have. But I'm concerned, and I want to be told the truth about what our real fiscal outlook is. I don't want to have to find out or down the road after we've made decisions. The idea that we're 4 months into the fiscal year and having this conversation should be concerning to everybody, and that's what's really problematic for me, is that, again, we were told one thing and then come to find out that we started actually $50 million further behind than what we were originally projecting. That's a big problem.
LA's reserve fund, which is never supposed to dip below 5% of the city budget, has dropped to 4.1%. At press time, my uncle, who is always trying to argue with me at Thanksgiving, told Los Angeles to start making coffee at home to get its finances back in order. Today is an exciting special episode of the LA Local, a Schrodinger's Cat edition. As I record this, one of many realities could exist for the listener, and all of them simultaneously, technically. The Dodgers could be down 3-0 in the sixth inning, the New York Mets might be up 64-0 in the eighth, Grimace might be jogging out from the Mets bullpen as I speak, but in all likelihood, the Dodgers are either World Series bound or heading to a Game 6 against the Mets. A solution to this quandary would be to tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM at any hour of the day. It's kind of like a podcast, but live all the time and with the freshest possible info. Radio. Radio was the word I was looking for. Something I can say factually, however, is that the Dodgers are facing the Mets in Game 5 of the National League Championship Series on Friday, October 18th, 2024. The Dodgers enter the game up 3-1 and needing just one more win to head to the Fall Classic for the first time since 2020. LA blew out New York Thursday night in Game 4, final score 10-2. For folks watching on Hulu, you may have missed the second to fourth innings due to a service outage when the Dodgers scored 5 and the Mets scored 2. So call it 5-0 for those streamers. Reporter Mac Rosenberg was at Citi Field and talked with some Dodgers fans milling about the East Coast for the game earlier today.
It's kind of this attitude like, okay, this is great. We've been here before. This for them, and I'm sure you've, heard this sentiment out there as well. This is kind of what we expected from the Dodgers, right? This is like they were supposed to do this. And I'm not sure if there's this attitude among Dodger fans. Well, we got a World Series win back in the COVID year when we didn't play as many games. Let's get one on a full season, right?
No matter the outcome, the Dodgers will return to LA in the next handful of days. And as an Echo Park resident, I will be gridlocked into my apartment for the entirety of whatever future game happens. Late last night, an unhoused woman was run over and killed while sleeping on the sand on Santa Monica Beach. A 21-year-old man was arrested on suspicion of DUI. My colleague John Baird has the story.
Santa Monica police say they were flagged down near the scene about a vehicle stuck in the sand. When they went out there, they found a woman unconscious, wedged underneath the vehicle. They actually had to raise the SUV up to pull her out. She was pronounced dead right here at the scene. Several other homeless people tell KNX News the driver was driving crazy in circles on the beach before the woman was hit. They pointed to tire tracks in the sand. Now, people who live nearby say they're not surprised because they see so many homeless people sleeping on the beach every night, even though there's an anti-camping law.
Well, I'm not surprised because the police don't appear to do anything anymore other than show up after the fact. I've lived here my whole life. I'm 60 years old, and this just keeps getting worse and worse.
Meantime, the 21-year-old man driving the SUV remained on the scene, but was ultimately put in handcuffs and arrested for driving under the influence, reckless driving, and gross vehicular manslaughter. Police are asking anyone with information on the case to call Santa Monica PD.
Three mothers say their children died due to poor care at Children's Hospital Los Angeles. They rallied outside the medical center today. My colleague Larry Perel has more.
The parents want to call attention to what they allege is unsafe care so other families don't experience what they went through. Christine Bilderain is one of those moms outside the hospital today. She says when parents made accusations of substandard care, the facility would call Child Protective Services to get them out of the way.
They intimidate families by threatening to call CPS on them. You can't call CPS just because you don't like what the parent says.
Bilderain's son died after the hospital transferred him to USC for reasons she says she was never told. She also says other parents and patients suffered the same fate.
And then another one whose son was basically burned to death in an MRI machine here. CPS stepped in and forced the mother to have him get an MRI with a contrast that a specialist from Duke University said he was allergic to.
She says the boy died a week later after he came out of the MRI. His body burned and blackened. She says they want to warn parents not to take their children to the hospital and is ready to take CHLA to court if the hospital fails to take accountability for their actions.
Coming up after the break, you may want to wait until tomorrow to redeem those CVS Extra Care Bucks. Your neighborhood CVS may have been a bit more raucous today as pharmacy workers at seven stores in LA and Orange counties went on strike. They say the company has interfered with bargaining, is preventing them from reaching a deal. Lead pharmacy tech Ashley Cantu was picketing earlier today outside the CVS on La Palma Avenue in Buena Park.
They are actually trying to stop the union reps from coming in to speaking to our members. Obviously, I'm the shop stewardess at my stores where the strike is happening right now in Buena Park. And my boss just doesn't want me to speak to my union rep when he comes in. She prevents it.
Cantu says she and other workers are fighting for better pay and health care. She said that she has a special needs child at home and her current health insurance has her paying $1,200 per month in premiums. A statement from CVS read that the company was disappointed about the strike and that it participated in a dozen good faith negotiating sessions with the union. The statement also claimed that the parties are close to finalizing a contract. Pico de gallo, Philly cheesesteak, and pecan pie. No, that is not what I have planned for dinner tonight, but I sure wish it was. Those are some examples of discontinued chip flavors. Now, the chances that these end up resurrected, even briefly like the famed 3D Doritos, are likely slim. However, chip aficionados have a unique opportunity ahead to console themselves in their extra salty sobbing. Lay's is calling on you to help it pick its next big flavor. Chanel Call has more.
The snack giant has relaunched its Do Us a Flavor contest, giving one person the chance to win the $1 million grand prize and two runners-up $50,000 each for the winning flavors. Participants can submit up to 10 unique ideas a day from now through February 21st at dousaflavor.com.
Lay's will also be re-releasing five of the best winning and finalist flavors from the contest's past, including wavy fried green tomato, crispy taco, cheesy garlic bread, chicken and waffles, and southern biscuits and gravy. If I have a say in things, I would say that every chip company should make all dress chips, one of the favorite chips in Canada, available all across the nation. Also, Salsa Verde Doritos chips, but alas, I'm not in that business. And that's the LA Local for October 18th. So, what'd you think? Fire feedback over to lalocal@knxnews.com and give us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts. 5 stars would be great. And if you like the show, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. We'll be back on Monday. In the meantime, tune in to KNX News 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News and or download the Odyssey app and search KNX to hear all the latest updates on LA. I promise you, we'll be on air. I'm Sam Benson Smith. Have a good one.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.